Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome to the show Hollywood veteran Bill Lustig. He's here to talk about how Blue Underground is going to be putting out tomorrow the exclusive limited collector's edition 4K UHD Blu-ray soundtrack CD collectible booklet and 3D lenticular slipcover of the movie The Final Countdown. Of course, Kirk Douglas, Martin Sheen, James Farentino. This all happened, of course, on the USS Nimitz. Bill, welcome to the show. What was the genesis behind redoing this movie and putting all the bells and whistles on it like this?
Well, we've been distributing this film. First, I want to correct you, Rick. Pushed the release date since the time that we first communicated. It's now coming out on May 25th, but it's available if you want to pre-order it on Amazon and all your online retailers. It is available to pre-order, but it does come out May 25th. Anyway, the impetus behind The Final Countdown is it's a great movie. I had seen this film, not in the theater, but I had seen it on HBO. And it was one of these very watchable movies that once you started playing it, you just, you get engaged. It's a terrific adventure film. But more importantly, from a military standpoint, I came to learn that the USS Nimitz has a place and has an important role in the Navy. And also this film has the fight, the dogfight against the Japanese, what happened is they actually filmed real planes doing this. They had the Jolly Rogers group who flew the planes, and they actually shot in the air the dogfight. There's no CGI.
Well, I mean, for people who don't remember, we always think.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
No, sorry. I think the whole thing about how they are in the Nimitz and, here's this nuclear carrier, and then all of a sudden they go through a little wormhole portal, whatever, and now they're right there before Pearl Harbor. So the question is, do they let it happen, or do they basically annihilate every zero in the sky? And it's a great plot just for a movie that way as well. And then you throw in these classic actors, and it's pretty cool.
Well, with Kirk Douglas, he grounds what is an outrageous sci-fi idea of this, ship going back in time. But he pulls it off because he grounds it. He's such a good actor. And they and Martin Sheen too. They all contribute to this movie being as believable as it can be. And the quandary they have is quite interesting.
Now, for you, your uncle is Jake LaMotta. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay. So, how many times when you were growing up in New York did somebody hear about that and then want to fight you?
Thankfully, nobody. Yeah. Well, funny enough, my uncle, when I was growing up, and to all my cousins, he used to teach us boxing. And I'm talking like when I was like 4, 5, 6 years old, he would be teaching us boxing. And and what would happen is if we left our guard down, he would come around and smack us. And, it was like you left your guard down. And, you get slapped a couple of times by an ex-middleweight champion of the world. You may tear up a little bit. And God forbid you teared up. He would be like, sissy, Come on, man.
So, just one more question about Jake. Did, of course, the iconic black and white Scorsese, Raging Bull, De Niro. Is that movie like well regarded in your family, or are there like things in that movie that you didn't like. What do you think of it?
It's actually extremely accurate, except for one thing. Jake never curses.
Oh.
He's never cursed. Now, maybe he's cursed when he's been by himself, or maybe there's, you know, been something where he's... But basically, Jake always looked at it like, if you're a man, you don't curse. You just don't. And he's also... He's always was the quietest guy in the room, the least intimidating. Well, I guess he was intimidating, but he was always, you know, he was intimidated just by his look, but he was always the quietest person in the room. He never bragged. He never, you know, looked to start a fight. He'd always look to walk away. You know, he was not... He wasn't a vicious or you know, at least when I was growing up, that's what I would see.
Well, and for time, you, as I said in Hollywood, one of my favorite movies, of course, is Army of Darkness, Ash Housewares. And you did a little, as they say, a little fake Shemp in that movie.
I did, and funny enough, I got my big thing. I got cut out. I was in the film as a monk with a parrot or some bird on my shoulder, and I was like running around while these zombies were on fire or something, following me, and they wound up cutting it out. Maybe I wasn't such a good stunt guy. So when they went to reshoot the ending of the movie, Sam contacts me to come in and do something, so I'm in the movie. And so I positioned myself at this hardware store behind Bruce Campbell, holding us, I think it's a broom or a snow shovel. I did something so I could be identified behind Bruce. But that was fun. I love those guys.
And then I got to ask you about Uncle Sam, because that was your baby, Isaac Hayes, right?
Great man, great guy. I got to sing Shaft with him, and he was my backup. So I was singing Isaac Hayes' part, you know, who's the man who won't cop out, when is danger all about? And he would do, Shaft! And I'd go, you darn right, you know. That was fun. Singing Shaft with Isaac Hayes. No, great guy, just a sweetheart of a guy. You know, I miss, you know, so many people, when you get older, they pass away. It's just so sad. He wasn't that old.
Yeah.
You know, nice guy.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. All right, I want to make sure everybody, as he said, you can pre-order it now. Also at MVDshop.com. It'll be out on May 25th. The final countdown. This is the USS Nimitz. Where the hell are we? The 4K Ultra HD Limited Edition with a lot of extras in this and audio commentary with the director of photography, Victor J. Kemper. Theatrical trailers, TV spots, posters, and still galleries. And, of course, this had the great Ryan O'Neill and the lovely Catherine Ross in it as well. This was pretty star-studded, Bill.
Yeah, but most importantly for the military, the Jolly Rogers are interviewed on it. And they're the guys
awesome.
Who actually flew. So they tell you the behind the scenes of the making of the of those fight scenes.
Pretty cool. The final countdown. Everybody, make sure to pick it up. Bill Lustig has been our guest. Bill, thanks for coming on, man. We really appreciate it.